J-Rod, welcome to the Touchdown, sir. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
I'm great. Good afternoon to Metro FM listeners and everybody who's listening to the Touchdown.
Indeed, sir. I got something I'd like you to listen to. Is that okay?
Okay.
Hi, Touch. Last week, you had experts on the show talking about Depth Review and its pros and cons. I heard the tail of the conversation, unfortunately. Please, may your experts expand on how or how not can Depth Review benefit me and what is it, basically?
Yeah?
Nah, that's an easy one. So Debt Review is a process by which, under the National Credit Amendment Act, someone who's highly indebted, i.e. you're struggling with your bills, you can go and see a debt counselor, and that debt counselor can basically sit down with you and basically lower all your repayments with the people you owe. They'll basically go to court and get a court order to say, look, you can't go after Paletta because she's agreed to pay a lower amount because right now she's in a tight spot. When she's earning more, she can take herself off debt review and basically you carry on with your life. That's how it's supposed to work. However, there's a bit of a problem in that the debt review process, you need to talk to a debt counselor. And there's only 1,000 debt counselors in the whole of South Africa. So what's been happening is that these debt counselors, like Gerald, for example, God forbid, he opens a call center and gets all these trainees or non-debt counselors to call as though they are me and get people onto debt review. And that's where we have the problems, because a lot of people say, I never even agreed to this. They just said, do I want to lower my payments? I said, yes. I gave them my ID number and boom, I'm under debt review. When you're under debt review, you can't borrow money. When you're under debt review, you know, you've basically declared yourself bankrupt. So you can't do anything.
Can anybody just throw you on debt review?
Look, that's what's been happening. A lot of these call centers clandestinely will put you on debt review and you don't know anything about it until the day you want to apply for a house or a credit card, and they say, look, you're on debt review. The process under the law works. So if you find yourself, you've been put on debt review by someone you didn't know, go to the National Credit Regulator and report to them. Because what's supposed to happen is a fully trained debt counselor who's written an exam is supposed to sit down with you, go through your bank statements, go through your budgets, go through the whole financial planning process, and then apply to the court. But what's happening is these guys are doing it quickly. And why are they doing it, Touch? For the mullah. Because every time they put someone under debt review, they're going to get paid 200, 300 rand until you finish that debt. And the downside is when they lower your repayment, they increase the term. So suddenly, Touch, you had 5 months to go with your car. You wanted to lower the term because you're having a bad month. And they give you an extra 5 years.
That is insane.
And for 5 years, they're collecting 300 bucks every month. And they're doing it for self-enrichment.
Unbelievable. This is insane. Now, what's the best way to avoid it?
Best way to avoid it, never enter into a financial contract such as debt review or debt counseling over the phone. The moment they call you, they say, look,
but
you
if can I didn't, lower your But if I didn't enter into a contract, what if they just did it like you just told me now? Some of them do it without your acknowledgement, right?
Well, don't give them your ID number. To do it, they have to have your ID number. So never give your ID number over the phone. Never agree to debt counseling or debt review over the phone. Say, I want a debt counselor to come to my office, sit down with me, tell me what this is about, or I'll come to your office. But don't do it over the phone, because a lot of people are crying long tears because suddenly something you could have managed becomes a long process.
Super Dave, I want to ask you quick.
Yo, Gerald, in these tough financial times that we're in right now, you find a lot of us, the average consumer, getting inundated with calls about companies offering us debt counseling. And sometimes that person goes to the extent to even know your personal details, your car registration, your house number. Where do they get our information from?
Well, that's why we've got the Protection of Information of Private Information Act, POPI. But unfortunately, your information is out there. Hackers, everybody gets everybody's information. They're not calling you because they love you. They're calling you because they're going to love that 300 grand a month for the next 5 to 10 years coming straight from you, because they're also going through hard times. So just be careful. The process by law works and it's great, but it's being abused to the extent that nobody wants to even hear about debt review or speak to a debt counselor because they're having such a bad name in the market.
Guys, I feel like we live in a world where everybody's like out there to get you.
Yes.
What Gerard just said is so important. There's no free lunch. There's no free lunch. And you know, you get those guys that call you, would like to offer you a loan with this and this and this. But then as the conversation evolves, It's no longer about the loan. Now I don't want to ask you, what's your address?
Mm.
I thought you're trying to give me a loan. Why you want to come visit me?
So I can drop the loan on personally.
And here's the kicker, Touch. The worst part about it is, even if they agree to take you off debt review after they did it without your permission, you can't take yourself off debt review. You have to go through a lawyer. It's a court order, which means that some lawyer, some attorney out there is waiting, and the minimum I found to take yourself off debt review is about $5,000. So something you never asked for, $5,000 to the lawyers, and you've got to spend hours and days chasing them to take you off.
For someone who's already indebted, having to pay that $5,000 on top of everything that you owe.
Yeah, that's the pain.
Wow.
But under law, it's a process. National Credit Regulator has got it right. It was designed for the right purposes. But unfortunately, as we find in Mzansi, there's always people finding a shortcut to make to get
thank
your
you,
money.
Thank you, Gerard. Ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Please protect your personal details. If you feel like your personal details are out there and somebody's already abusing your ID, call me, okay? Because I'm tired of people stealing identity. Like, identity theft is a big business.
It is.
It truly is. I spoke to the Minister of Home Affairs the other day. Mm. I was like, there got to be some kind of penalties imposed on these people.
Yeah.
Harsh. Like some kind of a serious sentence.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.